Shalom uvracha, welcome to everyone. Bez Hashem, continue Shmir Saloshin Shahar Zechira Perik Aleph, Shirma 21, where the Chavetz Chaim addresses the topic, why is Loshin Hara such a grave sin? Why is it such an Aveir Chamura? And he explains, with discussing the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, what is the greatest mitzvah? The greatest mitzvah says the Yushalmi in Peah, Perik Aleph. Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. We say this every single morning in Berachas HaTorah. Talmud Torah is the greatest mitzvah. Now, why is Talmud Torah the greatest mitzvah? Explains the Chafetz Chaim, because when it comes to every single mitzvah we do, every other mitzvah we take something physical, Geshem, Gashmius, and we elevate it to a level of Ruchnius. We take a lula, for example, you take a palm branch, you take an esrog, you take all these dalar minim, and you elevate them. On the first day of Sukkot, you make a bracha, you do a mitzvah d'oraisa, whatever the mitzvah is, tzitzis, whatever, you bench licht by the Shabbos candles, we take something physical and you elevate it to ruchnius, to a spiritual level. How do we do that by Talmud Torah? Talmud Torah is speech. Speech is ruach. That comes out as pure ruchnius. When the person uses that koyach of ruchnius and turns that koyach into a ra, into an evil, that's why Lashon Hara is the flip side of Talmud Torah. That's why Lashon Hara is such a grave aveira, such a grave sin. Says the Yerushalmi, the Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Shekol ha-mitzvahs enim shoveis ledover echad min ha-Torah. All of the mitzvahs are not equal to one word of Torah. Ledover echad min ha-Torah. And what's the reason for this? Ki kol ha-mitzvahs heim mitztafreis la-geshem. All of the mitzvahs have a root in the gashmius, in the physical world. For example, tzitzis, you can only fulfill tzitzis when you put on the physical garment of four corners. So to buy sukkah and lulav and all of the mitzvahs like this. However, when it comes to limud ha-Torah, which is dependent upon dibur as speech, that's a koyach of ruchni, it's only spiritual. And therefore, when a person fulfills the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, he is in a realm, a different zip code, a different world, a world of only Ruchni. The flip side, as we just explained, Al Kein Kedushas Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. That's why Talmud Torah is Keneged Kulam. But the flip side, says the Chavetz Chaim, Hadavar Lehefchai Bin Kilkul. So too, in regards to ruining this power, in regards to the destruction of a person's Dibur, that is Lashon Hara. That is the opposite of the koyach of dibur of Talmud Torah, that is Lashon Hara. That's why Lashon Hara is of the worst averus one might do. Of course, the purpose of understanding this is to strengthen one's limud ha-Torah on one hand, as well as to avoid Lashon Hara on the other hand.